الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. صدق الله العظيم. سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أي الإيمان أفضل؟ فقال: الهجرة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this Mubarak month of Muharram, which in reality constitutes the starting of the Islamic calendar. One is the attitude or the recognition that is given to a new year, that is thought by the people of Batil. Generally we find that their mindset is that New Year is a time of celebration. New Year is a time of revelry. On the other hand, if you look at the psychology of Islam and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the mindset of the companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who took deen directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What did the new year constitute for them? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam, in dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. He used to say, O Ibn Adam, O insan, you are a collection of days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent each human being in this world for a fixed time. It's to say, you are a collection of days. In dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. Every day that passes, every month that passes, every year that passes, dhahaba ba'duk, a portion of you is lost. That time is never coming back again. Hayatuka anfasun tu'ad. Ulama say, your life is a collection of breaths. You can count the number of breaths that Allah has given each human being in this world. Each time you sigh, each time you breathe out, that is not a gain, it is a loss. This life, like a block of ice in the sun, melting relentlessly, this inexorable motion and movement of time, which Quran encapsulates, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ, day following night, night following day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many places in the Quran takes qasam on this. Wal asr, by the qasam of time. Wal fajr, by the qasam of the dawn. Was subhi, by the qasam of daybreak. Wal layli idha yasr. Wal layli idha yaghsha. Wal nahari idha tajalla. By the qasam of day, by the qasam of night. So many oaths Allah takes on time. The portents of Allah's creation, which bring time into existence, by which time is measured. Qasam on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُّحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the qasam of the sun, the moon, the stars. All these qasams and oaths, Allah wants to make this insan bedar, wants to awaken you, conscientize you to the reality that every second of this life is precious. A birthday or a new year is not a cause of celebration. Because those who are foolish enough to celebrate a new year or to celebrate a birthday, what are they celebrating? In dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk, they are celebrating a loss. Someone loses $100,000, or someone's business deal goes off, Or he loses a shipment. What he does, he has a party. And he's celebrating. Someone says, "Bhai, what are you celebrating?" He says, "I took such a big loss, I'm celebrating." They say, "Pagal ho gaya. Are you gone mad? Have you lost your marbles? How can you celebrate?" So, 60-year-old person, I heard recently, had a birthday party. One wonders, how are you going to fit 60 candles on the cake? And someone who's 60 years of age, whether his respiratory system will allow him to blow out the 60 candles or he'll get blown out beforehand, that also is doubtful. Where is this teaching coming from? Who are we following? Who is our imam? Who is the guide? Where do we learn this celebration of New Year, celebration of birthdays? We are like that blind jamaat, waladdallin ameen, that is making ameen behind the people of batil. Something doesn't make sense, we still follow them. Look at their calendar. This is 2014. 2014, what they write, 2014 AD. What is AD? We learned in school, after death. Whose death? The so-called death of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Death which didn't even take place. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, "O Isa, we raised you up." Their calendar every year is what? A new year, another year has come after the so-called death of Isa alayhi salam. We are not supposed to be blind fools that are following them without any intelligence or thinking. Reflect. What is our calendar? 1435, this is the new year, Muharram has come, a new year. What do we write in our calendar? AH. Have we bothered to consider and think, what does AH means? What is the significance of new year? What is the significance of the basis on which our calendar started? Our calendar started after that milestone of qurbani, of sacrifice, the like of which the annals of history have never seen. This AH, the H stands for Hijrah. Hijrah. Our calendar in Muharram, we are supposed to be reminded of the Hijrah of not only Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. What did that hijrah entail? What was behind it? What is the sabak and the lesson for this ummah behind that hijrah? Year in, year out, 10 to 10, person to person, gully to gully, alley to alley. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, entreating the qabail of the Arabs, the tribes of the Arabs, may yuwini, may yansuruni, hatta ubaligha risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who is there that will help me? For what? Hatta ubaligha risalata rabbi, so that I can make tabligh of this deen. So that I can convey this amanat, this trust, this kunji, this chawi, this key, miftahul jannah, the key to jannat, which Allah had sent Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. His own people had turned against him. Every day was persecution, every day was suffering to such an extent. He says, "Udhitu fillah ma lam yudha ahad, ukhiftu fillahi ma lam yakhaf ahad. وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمِ وَلَيْلَةٍ مَا لِي وَلِبِلَالٍ مَا يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِدٍ إِلَّا مَا يُوَارِي بِهِ ابْتُ بِلَالٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He says, "I suffered more than any other human being. I was made to fear more than any other human being. And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu 30 consecutive days, 1 month. And there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could conceal underneath his armpits." 10 years of qurbani like this. And then in the 10th year, what happens? The support in his house, the pillar of support, that mountain of fortitude, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passes away. The support outside the house, who at least protected him from being beaten in public, Abu Talib, he also passes away. The incident of Taif takes place. More qurbani upon qurbani upon qurbani is heaped on the shoulders of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in the 11th year, after all this, dejected late one night, he is near Jamaratul Aqaba, what we call the big shaitan. He spies or he sees a group of youngsters. Tariq, history has recorded the names of those youngsters. Abul Haytham bin Tayhan, Ubadah bin Samit, Saad bin Rabi', Abdullah bin Rawaha, As'ad bin Zurara, and Haritha bin Nu'man, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. They were from Yathrib, Medina Munawwara. That time it was called Yathrib. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approaches them. He says, I am the Rasul of Allah, I have a message for you. What is their reaction? They start whispering to one another. In Yathrib, Medina, there were Jews who used to taunt the Aus and the Khazraj, the tribes of Medina, for years, that the last Nabi is going to come from us, from amongst us. And when he comes, we will slaughter you people. And you people will be banished from Medina. So they start whispering to one another. Maybe this is that Nabi the Jews were talking about. So they say, what is your message? He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. He recites two rukus of the Quran till he reaches the verse, هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب. These verses are recited at the end of this recitation. Their hearts are overturned. They are changed people. They say, Wallahi, Allah's Qasam, these words that you are reciting are not the words of any human being. This is a message from Allah. And every one of them accepts Iman on the hands of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He instructs them to return to Medina. They promise him, next year we will come back. The same torment, the same persecution continues in Makkah. But the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now with a lighter heart. Why? The people of Yathrib are coming. The people of Yathrib are coming. Next year, 12 come. 5 that had come the previous year, 1 is not there, and a new 7. And the following year, 72 come. 70 men and 2 women. The 2 women, Umme Mani, Umme Ammara, radiyallahu anhunna ajma'in. Late at night, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets them. The seed and the foundation has been planted for the movement of the believers of Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. What we call hijrat, what does hijrat mean? To give up one's home, to give up one's family, to give up one's possession, to sacrifice everything. To sacrifice everything on the bunyad, on the foundation of the tabligh and the propagation of deen. This is that sunnat which every Nabi of Allah did. Every Nabi of Allah, alayhimus salam, was a muhajir. They made this ultimate sacrifice. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he is asked, Ayyul imani afdal, what is the highest level of iman? What is the highest level of iman? What is the response? Al-hijra. It is hijrat. To leave your family, leave your business for the sake of Allah. To sacrifice and strive in the path of Allah. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, during his khilafat, he holds a mashwara. That the other nations have a calendar. We also need a calendar. We also need an Islamic calendar. The question is, where do we start the Islamic calendar? What is that pivotal What is that pivotal occasion or amal which can form the basis of the foundation of the Islamic calendar? Opinions are taken from Sahaba Ikram. Someone says Miladun Nabi, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone says Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Someone says Badr, which was Yawmul Furqan. Like this, various opinions are given. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu is silent. Finally, Umar turns to him. Ali, you are silent. What is your opinion? Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds, Al-Hijrah. Hijrat. Hijrat is that pivotal amal on the basis of which the Islamic calendar should be established. Hijrat is the imtiyazi, umumi sifat and quality of the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sunnat of Anbiya, that every sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam embraced. Why? Because what is hijrat? Hijrat is qurbani. Hijrat is sacrifice. Not an ordinary sacrifice, sacrificing that which is beloved to you. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah says, you will never attain kamal qurb. You will never attain the true closeness, the true ta'alluq, the true love of Allah, until you do not sacrifice in the way of Allah that which is most beloved to you. When this verse was revealed, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, فَذَكَرْتُ أَنَّ كل شيء قد آتاني الله عز وجل. He said, I started thinking, contemplating over all the ni'mats and bounties that Allah has given me. فلم أجد شيئا أحب إلي من مرجانا جارية لي رمية. He says, I could not find anything in all what I possessed more beloved to me than one slave girl, Roman princess. Her name was Murjana. Murjana means pearl. Beautiful woman. He says, when this verse of the Quran was revealed, if you want Allah, sacrifice that which is beloved to you. He says, I freed her. Not only freed her. He got her married to his student Nafi'. He says, فَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعُودُ فِي شَيْءٍ جَعَلْتُهُ لِلَّهِ لَنَكَحْتُهَا. If there was anything I wanted to take back that I gave for Allah, it was this woman. But what is given for Allah cannot be taken back. It is said many years later, the child of Nafi' and Murjana, Ibn Umar would pick the child up. He would breathe in the fragrance of this child because it would remind him of the love that he had for the mother of the child. But one verse of the Quran and this type of qurbani and sacrifice was given. There is no amal which more clearly illustrates this verse of the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, than this amal of hijrat. If you look outwardly, there was no shan and shokat. There was no pomp. There was no stamp of authority. This hijrat took place in the dead of night. Aisha radiallahu anha says, it was the normal practice of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would visit my father every day, either in the morning or in the evening, twice every day. She says, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. It was the time of Zawal, middle of the day, not a time that was normal for him to come. He came in, he sat in seclusion with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, Ya Aba Bakrin, adhin Allah li bil khuruj. Allah has given me permission to leave Makkah, to proceed to Medina Munawwara. What is the first expression of Abu Bakr? As-suhba ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, will you give me the honor of being your companion on this journey? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, As-suhba. Yes, Abu Bakr, you are my companion. Look at the expression of Aisha radiallahu anha, a small girl, but look at her intelligence. And look at how she describes this occasion. She says, Wallahi, fa wallahi, ma sha'artu qattu anna ahadan qabla dhalika al-yawm yabki min al-farah hatta ra'aytu Aba Bakrin yawma idhin yabki. She says, I had heard that it is possible for someone to cry out of joy and happiness, but Allah's qasam, I never saw it till that day when I saw my father crying out of happiness when Rasulullah ﷺ said, you are to be my companion on hijrah. A journey fraught with danger. 27th of Safar, the month of September, boiling heat, late at night. It's not my intention to go into the tafsil of this journey, but to make us understand that this journey was carried out secretly. There was possibility of attack from every direction. Medina was in the north, Ghar-e-Sur is in the south. They crawled towards the south to throw the trackers off there. To throw the trackers off and not make them realize where they are going. Finally, when they reach the mountain of Sur, the beloved of Allah's fingers are bleeding. He's not able to climb. Abu Bakr, who is Nahiful Jism, who was very thin, he mounts Rasulullah on his back, climbs up the mountain, reaches the mouth of the cave, goes in himself, covers all the holes for fear that there might be something that will harm Rasulullah. Few holes are left, tears off his kurta, tears off his amama, fills the holes. It is dark, Rasulullah can't see what is happening. Finally, he gives permission to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to enter. The next morning, when light comes, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at Abu Bakr, no kurta, no amama, what happened? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I feared there was something that may harm you. This is why I covered up these holes. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with tears in his eyes, he looks towards the heavens and he says, Oh Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr and make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannah. Immediately Jibreel comes, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has made the decision, Abu Bakr is to be your companion in Jannah. This was this amal of hijrat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was the foundation of it? This meeting that took place in secret in the 13th year of Nubuwwat at Jamaratul Aqaba, 72 of the Ansar of Medina. They extend the invitation, Ya Rasulullah, we are ready to take you and your companions. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taking an oath from them. Before they can make the oath, Abbas bin Nadla radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he addresses them, he cautions them, he warns them, Ya Ma'ashar al-Khazraj, hal tadruna ala ma tubayi'una hadha al-rajul? Tubayi'unahu ala harb al-ahmari wal-aswadi min al-nas. فإن كنتم ترون أنكم إذا أنهكت أموالكم مصيبة وأشرافكم قتلى أسلمتموه فمن الآن فهو والله خزي الدنيا والآخرة وإن كنتم ترون أنكم وافون بما تعوتموه إليه على نهكة الأموال ومصيبة الأموال على نهكة الأشراف ومصيبة الأموال فخذوه فهو والله خير الدنيا والآخرة. What is the crux of what he says? Khulasa of it. Listen with the ears of Iman. Normally we listen to bayans, we listen to incidents. But we don't take the ibrat, we don't take the lesson, we don't take the sabak. What is he cautioning them? He says, Oh my brothers of Medina, understand, when you place your hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is not a likelihood. It is not a possibility. It is an absolute certainty. It is an absolute certainty that the entire Arab world with one arrow will be directed towards you. Your men will be slaughtered. Not doubt. Not may be slaughtered. Your men will be slaughtered. Your homes will be destroyed. The streets of Medina will flow with your blood. Your families will be split. You will lose your wealth. So decide now beforehand, before you take this oath. Are you prepared for this? Because if you are not prepared for it, then don't take him now and later on abandon him. Because that will be destruction for your dunya and akhirat. Abu al-Haytham bin Tayhan says, Da'na anka ya Abbas. Abbas, stop what you are doing. Don't try and dissuade us from this. I only have one question, Ya Rasulullah. In nahnu wafayna ma da'awtum ilayh. If we fulfill what you are inviting us towards, what will we get? Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Al-Jannah. Allah will give you Jannah. Allah will give you Jannah without hesitation, one by one. They say, Ubsud yadaka ya Rasulullah. Stretch out your hand. And one by one, they take the oath of allegiance on the hands of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to sacrifice everything for deen. To sacrifice everything so that you and I today can be reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The very establishment of Medina Munawwara was based on the foundation of Hijrat. After this oath is taken, Abu Haytham bin Tayhan says, Ya Rasulullah, we only have one question. What is the question? Ya Rasulullah, if Allah gives you victory, if Allah establishes Islam, if the winds of Hidayah have to blow, are you going to leave us and come back to Makkah? Are you going to leave us and come back to Makkah? فَدَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiles and he says, Addam, addam, walhadam, alhadam. أَنَا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مِنِّي أُحَارِبْ مَنْ حَارَبْتُمْ وَأُسَالِمْ مَنْ سَالَمْتُمْ میرے جینا تمہارے ساتھ ہے میرے مرنا تمہارے ساتھ ہے My living is with you, my dying is with you, you are from me, I am from you, your enemy is my enemy, and your friend is my friend. Oh, Ansar of Medina, if Allah's deen is established, my qabr also will be in Medina. Such sharafat and honor Allah gave them on this bayat, on the basis of which hijrat took place. The Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man laqi Allah Ta'ala wa huwa yuhibbu al-ansar, laqi Allah Ta'ala wa huwa yuhibbuhu, wa man laqi Allah Ta'ala wa huwa yubghidhu al-ansar, laqi Allah Ta'ala wa huwa yubghidhuhu. O kama qala Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, that person who meets Allah on the day of judgment and he loves my ansar, Allah loves him. And that person who meets Allah on the day of judgment and he has any hatred for my ansar, Allah will hate him also. This hijrat, this was the foundation, qurbani and sacrifice. And those lessons of sacrifice were taught through this hijrat. Occasion of Jummah is impossible to do justice to it. That tariq, history, the annals of history have never seen anything like this. When the muhajirin of Makkah reach Medina, Allah's Rasul establishes muwaqat. What is muakhat? That these are your brothers. But more, look at the reaction of the Ansar of Medina. They embraced the people of Makkah as their brothers. More stronger was the tie of brotherhood of Islam than the blood tie with their own brothers. Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu says to Abdurrahman bin Auf, Ana aktharu ahli al-Madinati malan. فَانْذُرْ شَطْرَ مَالِي فَخُذْهُ وَتَحْتِي إِمْرَأَتَانْ فَانْذُرْ أَيَّتُهُمَا أَعْجَبَ إِلَيْكَ فَأُتْحَتَّى أُتَلِّقَهَا وَاللَّهِ Allah's قسم, history has never seen something like this. Sa'd bin Rabi addresses Abdurrahman bin Auf. One side is the Ansari, other side is the Muhajir. He says, you will not find anybody in Medina who has more wealth than me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, you are my brother. Choose half my wealth, it is yours. I have two wives. Choose which one you prefer. I will divorce her. You get married to her. Abdurrahman bin Auf says, no, just point me to the marketplace. I know how to do business. I don't want this. But look at the basis, look at the jazba on the basis of kalima, of qurbani and sacrifice. Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Badr. Abu Aziz bin Umayr, his own brother, his blood brother, is taken captive by the Sahaba of Medina. He passes one Ansari. He says, oh my brother, shudda yadaka bihi, fa inna ummahu mata'un kathir. He says, tie him up properly. Tie him up properly. His mother is very wealthy. We can get ransom from her. His brother is shocked. You are my brother and you are talking to me like this. He says, he is my brother in Islam. He is my brother in Islam. That brotherhood and that tie is more important than the tie that I have with you. These are the lessons of qurbani and sacrifice on the basis of iman. Amongst that first six that took bayat on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mina was Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In Uhud, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, look for Sa'd, I cannot see him. Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes looking for him. He finds him, wabihi ramak, he is in the last gasp of life. When he reaches him, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sent me to ask you in what condition you are. What is the response of the sahabi? Allahu Akbar. He says, tell my Nabi, ajiduni ajidu rihal jannah. I find myself in such a condition that I can smell the fragrance of Jannat. In Mina, he told them, if you will accept me, you will lose your lives, you will lose your homes, but Allah will give you Jannat. He says, tell my Nabi, I can smell the fragrance of Jannat. And may Allah reward him more than any other Nabi was rewarded. And then he says, remind my brothers from the Ansar. Remind my brothers from the Ansar. The promise that they made with Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Khulisa, he says, remind them and caution them that on the day of judgment, on the day of judgment, if I find that they were still living and one hair was harmed on the body of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will hold them responsible in the court of Allah. In khulisa ila nabiyikum wa fikum aynun tatruf. This was that jazbah of qurbani and sacrifice, that foundation on which hijrat took place. And the sahaba of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established this calendar. When we say 1435 after hijrah, Muharram has come, a new year has come, not a time of revelry, not a time of parties, not a time of merriment, a time for this ummah to be reminded of the qurbani and sacrifice. We know of the manner in which the grandson of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made shaheed on the 10th of Muharram. First of Muharram was the shahadat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Muharram is a reminder of hijrat, that this epitome, this goal of sacrificing for the deen of Allah, this is not something for us to be sad about, not something for us to start screaming and crying about. This goal of sacrificing for the deen of Allah, this was the jazbah and the zeal of every sahabi of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haram bin Milhan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, spear taken from behind, pierced through his body as he is leaving the world. What does he say? Fuztu wa rabbil Kaaba. By the qasam of the Rabb of the Kaaba, I am successful. This is an ummah of qurbani. This is an ummah of sacrifice. This is an ummah of hijrat. This is an ummah that came with the dard and the pain of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That how this Mubarak deen, how this key to Jannat can reach the four corners of the world. Ye ghar mein baith kar nahi ho jayega bhai. Ye ghar mein baith kar hasil kar, ye soda ghar mein baith kar nahi hasil ho sakte. By sitting at home, this goal of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spreading through humanity, and humanity being saved from Jahannam and entering Jannat, and the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam being coming alive, this will not be established. This is an ummah of hijrat. This is an ummah that has to leave their home, has to sacrifice, has to strive in the path of Allah. And each year in Muharram, when we say new year, when we say after hijrah, let us remember this. Let us realize this. Let us renew our commitment to the qurbani and sacrifice of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sahaba kiram. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.